Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning with our Alan Shar Talk. You know, Alan, you were talking yesterday about the staff and how long many of us have been at the radio station. It made me think about our volunteers. You know, talk about the heart and soul of WAMC, those folks who join us each fund drive. They are our family, and they show the best side of what we do. They love the station.
Hey, David, you couldn't say it better. I have to say that I tear up. I come into that room the first day of the fund drive, and I see these people who've been sitting there since I was. In 1979, I got there. They've been there every time. I know their names, Dottie and Susan and Nurse Lapani. They have come and been there, sitting there, and it gives you such a sense of belonging that we're all in this together. They actually get there early in the morning, stay there sometimes the whole day long, sometimes not, but whatever they can do, they do, and it proves how we are all in this together. They see every single way in which the sausage is made. And they are there for us. And David, you're so great to bring that up.
Wonderful people all around. We could name names all day long. We could do that. We'd single people out. But
in fact, it's wrong of me to name any of them because I don't want to leave anybody out. Yeah.
$399,751 now in the lockbox. We're really climbing up that hill.
That's the good news, $400,000. The not-so-good news is, in order to get to that $500,000 mark, we're going to have to do an awful lot in the next 4 days. We always know Columbus Day is tough. Always has been. It was good yesterday, actually. Much better than I thought. But now we have 4 days. We see the spectacle of the President of the United States getting up before the nation, swearing in Kavanaugh, and saying it was all a hoax, and the hoax was disproved. That's a lie, an outright lie. CNN called it a lie. I call it a lie. It is the kind of thing that he does. He's now trying to turn it around, so he says this is the reason that the Republicans will win the congressional elections. He's going to try to use it jujitsu-like to bring down the others. And the fact that a president of the United States can get up and just lie through his teeth is real bad. Now, the next question that comes up for many people, and I'll be getting a lot of mail on this, David, is where are the Democrats? David, when he gets up and gives a terrible, terrible lie like that, where are the Democrats? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where are the voices that scream out in protest, stop lying, you're lying, this is terrible? They don't do it. And that dearth of leadership is really something that is amazing an awful lot of people. I think one of the things that really is important is that those people who are opposed to the Trump presidency and to the kinds of things that he's been doing, don't out of pure frustration turn on each other. No, you got to keep your eye on the ball and you got to know where to go. And it means that if you have to volunteer in an election, if you have to get over the line, if you have to do any of that stuff, you do it. It's so important. And that goes for the Republicans, too. If you believe in your candidate, you do what you have to do. But if you sit on the sidelines, the other guys will win. It's that simple.
Speaking of, in CNN this morning, women are angry at Trump and his party, and it's not just about Kavanaugh.
No. We know that the Supreme Court of the United States, with its decided conservative tilt, no matter what Susan Collins says she was told by Brett Kavanaugh, are going to start sniffing away at Roe versus Wade. That's why it's so important in various states, if you believe in a woman's right of self-determination, that state legislatures will do what they have to do to protect this. Women are furious in this country. We see it in the polling, and it is represented by what happened in the Kavanaugh case. Women believed that this woman was attacked. Dr. Ford was attacked by Kavanaugh. Not only that, and you are right, David, it doesn't stop with this one Supreme Court decision. It is a national movement, and it needs to be respected.
Legal experts, Alan, are saying that the president's lawyers may be pushing ethical boundaries by communicating with people involved in the Mueller probe from the New York Times. Meanwhile, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says defense lawyers talk to each other all the time, quote, where as long as our clients authorize it, we have a better idea of what's going on.
Well, of course, they're going to say that. Rudy Giuliani is now proven to be anything but America's mayor. He is a braying representative of the President of the United States. I think he's widely perceived of as, although it's hard to even say this, as a joke. Giuliani does what he needs to do in order to protect that president or what he thinks he needs to do. I don't think he's helping the president one bit. Nevertheless, you know, the idea that you have Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general who has overseen the Mueller investigation, administration visiting in the White House, and then almost inexplicably, the President of the United States coming out and saying that Rosenstein will not be fired. He's there. It may be that they see that they would have a constitutional crisis on their hands of first order, but it also may just simply be that there were some conversations, the kinds of conversations you're mentioning, that gave Trump some sense of he's all right, and that what's happening in the Mueller investigation, I hope that isn't the case.
Arlen Chartok with us this morning. WAMC.org, everyone, is the place to go and put something into our fund drive just at about $400,000 now on the challenge. And while you're there, you can sign up to volunteer. We won't bite. Come meet us.
No, $400,000. We need $100,000 to get to the halfway point in the drive, in the lockbox. We have the people who don't want us to succeed. They write me in the middle of the night. We don't care. As Dr. Alan Miller always told us, run our own race. We'll always be there. And so many thousands of you have been with us that one or two carping critics in the middle of the night are hardly the issue.
Thank you, Alan and WAMC family.